Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, rain with a harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoice and rise high, loud as the Lord sea.
Thank you.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
June is Pride Month, and 1690 WVON supports the LGBTQ community. You're out, you're proud. We are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON. From all of us to all of you, Happy Father's Day from the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
WVON, 1450.
Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
For ourselves, we're tired of beating our head against the wall and working Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, child. Hey. Say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud. How y'all doing? How y'all doing this morning? Woo. I tell y'all, what a morning. It was nice out this morning. Yep, get home and just relax. Y'all doing all right? Well, we got several things going on. We got so much stuff going on this morning. You know, first of all, it's Father's Day tomorrow, and I'm going to honor fathers just like I think you can look in my folder and see what kind of Father's Day song I got. And then I'm going to honor fathers just like I do mothers, because fathers are very important. As I said last week, black men are taking care of their children. They don't have you think that black men are nothing. And these children that's here without, how you think the baby's coming? My children are in the shadow. And I really realized that black men was in the shadow because I sit by and I watch the men pick up those kids from school. Then I talk to other brothers and see other stuff. And some of them just got out of jail or some of them just don't have no job. And they have to be in the shadow. But they're there. You know, they're in the shadow. Let me just put it. I know all of us got black folk. All of us got children who got fathers who know a father that's in the shadow. Regardless how close you are to them, how far away you see your daughters, and they have their men in the shadow. And I was talking to a brother the other day. I was talking to him. He was saying, and I'm going to have Adis McKinley on. Maybe, I don't know, I'll see. But so she could talk about the these job training programs they have. But and I was talking to him, and he was saying he gets up and he go to I didn't even, you know, it's something I was trying to do when I was in trying to set up. He go to where you get your wait and get an assignment to get a job. And he said most of the blacks don't get them. They might get one or two, and most of the folks who get those jobs, you just go. I think it's day labor, whatever you get. And they pay you about a day or something. And they said the blacks have, most of the folks who get those jobs are Hispanics or other folks. And every now and then, you know, and you have to get there. Sometimes they tell you you're late, and sometimes, you know, they don't have any more. It's really something. That's something that has to be looked into. But, and then you got brothers who, I'm talking about, I'm celebrating these fathers now, the men. You got brothers who maybe just got out, haven't been out long, and haven't been able to get nothing. These folks have construction companies they put their men on that they've set up. They got all kind of companies. Other folks have set up all kind of stuff, and they slide their men in there, you know. And so we got a lot of our brothers in the shadow. Y'all can talk about that later with me if y'all want to. But that's something about being in the shadow. So don't be, I don't know these fathers. They need to be around these. They don't be, they're there, y'all. Now, the question is, what are they, you know, able to do? I remember when I was in San Francisco back in the 60s, and the welfare lady, that's when they stopped letting them just come looking all up on your bed and everywhere. Because one of the social workers got blown away. Y'all can look that up. So they stopped. But some of the brothers in the shadow, because they don't want their children to lose their food or they rent. Some of the people are renting based off your income, and they don't want it to rent. And then so they get the woman to put those brothers on. So they owe money for different stuff. And so, and I'm not taking up. I just kind of, we have to be sensitive and see what are we gonna do as we train our brothers. And try to do. We can't just throw people away and assume. Say what everybody else said. He's in trouble with these children, you know, but what are they doing? You know, so we have to, but yet you keep, other people come, they get $51 million, it's already gone, or they can go, you go let one of our brothers go lay up in the police station, put them in the lockup. I saw one man talking about, well, I'm tired of those stale food. Some of it's moldy. This, I'm looking at them now. You done came through the jungle, you done came through everything, I guess. Because you got phones and your shoes look good. And you got a nerve to be complaining. I saw one of, not our brothers, the illegal immigrants. So I saw one the other day. I was reading what he said. He didn't find a job. He got a good job now. But he needs somebody to help him get housing for him and his family. I'm just looking. And then I was thinking about the brothers in the shadow. I'm just talking as I celebrate Father's Day. And I'm not so sure that we have anything set up to help these brothers. Some people do. They got things where they help the brothers. Thanks to Brian. I know Flager, he has stuff over here doing. You got a few other ministers to help some of these brothers. But they can just do just so many, right? But they're not really set up like these other people. These people are really set up because you can't tell me these folks went to the police station on their own. They were dropped off, and then the police scared to move them. One of the police stations had an outbreak last week, and they messed around and let it get in the public, and they got disciplined for letting it get in the public. I think somebody died over there in Woodlawn, and I think all of them was kind of see what was the cause of death because she was scared it might have been an outbreak. That's the whole purpose of, and they're in the shadow, but they could go wait and get them jobs and go. They also get, they're in the kitchen cooking and doing other stuff. I think the health department got to go back to what it used to be. We have to get health department clearance before you can be around food. Do you get sick? So y'all going, you have to see, they have a salmonella outbreak with the beef, ground beef. Y'all better look it up. They come up with some of those packing plants and different stuff. So I'm just saying. So I'm saying happy Father's Day, and some of y'all can talk to me later about the brothers in the shadow. Because if you got a store, you can hire some of. If you got a restaurant, you can let them come pour coffee, do something. Or if you got a construction company, some of the black construction companies did used to hire some of them brothers when they got out. Because I know one brother. He ended up getting out because I saw him when I went down to speak. And he ended up getting out and working for a black construction company and ended up doing some of his own. And some of them do let some of them do some stuff, So it all ties hand in hand. Then you got the brothers, some of the brothers, they do the best they can, and sisters too, because the school have failed them. I mean, they can't write, comprehend, and other stuff. So there's a lot of stuff. We got to look at a lot of stuff. As we say, happy Father's Day to the brothers in the shadow. Also to my brother and all his boys. His young men, they're men. They all have children. And to my boys, my young men who have children, and to their fathers, and all the VON audience, plus all the men of liberty. Happy Father's Day to Justin. Happy Father's Day coming up to all of you. So let me get on into, I'm going to have to get out. I ain't going to be able to do all I want to do. I will be talking about Juneteenth, and maybe about 7:45 I'm going to get Braille on. I'm going to tell y'all what we're doing at the Harold Washington Juneteenth. But I really want to go through this whole Juneteenth thing for y'all so y'all can know. But I cannot just get into that without talking about this education system. And I am going to have Ms. Jones on. I've already spoken with her. She's in Mississippi. The whole thing about how the Southern folks are bringing up their grade schools and what they're doing. And, see, they don't have unions down there. Like, they had a teachers association, whatever their association is, which means that Ms. Jones was able to switch how they was teaching. And they have brought those grades up. Even in New Orleans, the grades, everybody talks stuff during the campaign, but in New Orleans, all of those grades, those children are really going above us in our community. In the north, the southern children are moving way ahead, or these northern, because they have right to work down in those places. But I talked to her a long time yesterday, and I will be bringing her on next week because I want to deal with y'all. Father's Day and some stuff we got coming up. Just how we was talk to you this weekend, we will do her next week. So she can tell you, especially you educators, what did they do to begin? Mississippi was the lowest. Now they've lifted them way up. How they just switched, went to phonics and stuff they need to do. They didn't have to negotiate that. And now what you have is, and I might try to go. I think it's the 20th. I got to find out where it is. I might try to go and speak because the Board of Education get to get hike our taxes. And I should have brought my taxes. The city of Chicago already getting money out for the Board for Education. We give money to the city colleges. We have to pay money for the state schools and your taxes. Park District get their the county get their taxes. Y'all who got tax bills better look at them. And you who don't, what happens to you? Your rent goes up because the people got to pay all this stuff, and they're really not going to pay all of this stuff. And they're gonna pass it on to you. So the Board of Education said last year that they was on a surplus, and they're going to do the max raising taxes on us. I can't afford it, y'all. And my neighbors, some of my neighbors and people in my community are moving out, especially the ones who retired, because they retired and didn't have enough to freeze their taxes. Now they can't afford their taxes, and you got people coming with bags of money. I know, because they be trying to and buying the cash out, and that's that non-traditional money that they got that you don't have to go get cash out. So to raise our taxes. And you said that surplus. So the reason they gave for raising the taxes, because they want to put more money in special education, that's bullshit. That's baloney. They put money in place to make sure they take care of all of these children who are here that came in here illegal. And that's why our country have to have laws. We have people over there and right now in Ukraine dying to protect the border of Ukraine and all the money we putting in there. But we says, all right, see, that's something really strange that there's a group of people who just open up and come in. Now, I was looking at, I think the business, Fox Business, Thursday or Wednesday. I look at a lot of the business channel. And I think, I can't remember, the company, I think is G-O-Y-E, Geico or whatever. The president was on. He's Hispanic. But he's always been a pretty fair person. He's out of New York because I followed him and listened to him. But he was saying, by 2030, 2040, that the majority of the people would be a brown people, a Latino and Spanish speaking. And he said by 2050, y'all, they said blacks is almost going to be irrelevant. You know, he didn't say it, but somebody else said it. And the thing of it is, we're helping that alone. Black people are helping ourselves be irrelevant. So I think the meeting is the 20th. I got to find out exactly. And if you listen, if you find out when that meeting is, and tell Justin, he'll tell me. But that's too much. And not to mention, you got these special taxes put on you. So people just so quote unquote clean up your business district, and you're wondering about that. But that's just too much. Why can they just, they said they had a surplus. Now they said they need more money to help with all this special ed. There ain't no special ed for our children because our children can't read and write anyway. They're functionally illiterate unless they're in special schools. They just can't. And so they're not going to put it on them. And when I saw the man complaining about the moldy food, the people shouldn't have moldy food. But I'm thinking about the children who get all this bad food in school. But the question is, who speaks for the children? Nobody is speaking for black children, period. Nobody is speaking for the future of black people, period. Nobody. And it doesn't make any sense. And nobody is speaking for the brothers who are in the shelter. In the shadow. We got them in the shadow, and nobody's speaking for them either. So when you're looking at your tax dollars, it don't make no sense. It's not, the $51 million is gone. It's like everybody is on this, we got to help, on this migrant, they're illegal immigrants, and every dollar is gone there, everywhere, all over, and everybody wants that. That's what they want. They want and here we are sending our children are suffering, our people are suffering. I know people right now who don't have places to stay and can't find no places. Or if a man come out of jail, he can't go with his family. There's something wrong with that second line. He can't go with his family. Brother, whoever you are, you keep calling, and your call is hanging up, and it's not my engineer. I think it's you, that second line. So it's you. But anyway, so we are really messed up here, y'all. The only time we can talk is when we talk in hate, and I'm going to deal with that later. And I'm going to deal with Juneteenth at my 7 o'clock, 7:30 hour. I'm going to talk to y'all about the whole history of Juneteenth. But when you, because people now they tell me, oh, we got Juneteenth and the end of slavery. Baloney. Our children, I was talking to a teacher the other day, a black, young black teacher, and she was telling me about all this sex stuff that they're teaching our children. And I said, why you do it? She said, we have to. But she said they sent out forms for the parents to sign. And she said the parents are signing and sending it back. But it's disguised. Health and safety something. I got to get the exact name. And these people signing for their children to do, and they don't even know. It's about all this other mess. They really don't know that. And that's being fooled. Now, they talked about the, I think it was Sunday sometime, where it said that 10 years ago about school closing, and how they got to close schools now, and what they're going to have to do with very little kids, children in these schools. So that's what I'm saying. We got so many children dropped out. Why you want to raise our taxes? And Lee, who speaks for the mayor, you know, that's Sheila Jackson Lee, Congressman Jackson Lee's son, saying that the mayor has nothing to do. That boy and everything was there when he got that. He have nothing to do with them. Yes, he do. You the mayor now. You go and say, stop it. He's trying to get out of it. Like, no, you do. You go and you say, no, we're not going to raise taxes. So that's like a backhand tax. When Lee come out and say that ain't nothing the mayor can do about the taxes, oh, yeah, you can stop him over there about them taxes. But y'all know that money that y'all trying to tax folks for is for all these illegal immigrants you're bringing in here. Now, some of the schools, they tell me what they want to do. They're going to do some training, and they're going to do all this other stuff. Y'all not paying attention. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to do training. We are so messed up that I pray and I cry sometimes. My heart aches because all of the things that we fought to bring you, other folks are taking advantage and you are throwing away. And I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come right back because all of the things, all of our fights, like our people can't get the training, they can't get in the trades. Willie Wilson did a very good article the last two Sundays in the Tribune. He got one, I think it was Sunday I got it, that he did. And it was really a good one. But our people can't get in the trades. Other folks are in there. You know, it's really messed up here, y'all. And yet we want to blame these children who are functioning illiterate. And you're going to blame it on the parents, which I might have something to say about that when I come back. I got to take a break. And I'm going to have something to say about that. It makes no sense. Not at all. I'm just very upset because I see the children with their bright eyes and going to school. And the schools are no good. And why are we pouring money into the schools? The private schools, the Catholic schools, cost less money per child. And their children are reading and writing and doing math. And our children, it's just what we're doing is making it possible for everybody to make money. And the children can't read and they can't write and they don't know math and they don't know science. And that's why when a black child make it like the one that's on the black network, everybody be first. And they're so happy. They're so first because they somebody on the kid. Why should you just made it out? Because you know you've been in a school that do not care. It's just giving folks jobs. I got to take a one-minute break, and I'm going to come right back. And I got two more things I'm going to talk about, then I'm going to go to the phone. Talk of Chicago, 69WVN, number 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. I guess, I don't know. You know, I was the first one to get shadow banned on my Twitter that time, y'all. A long time ago, I'll tell y'all about that. But you can get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to be gone 1 minute. Come on back and talk to me.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Winner of the Regional Theater Tony Award and located in Hyde Park, Core Theater presents The Gospel at Colonis. Now extended through June 18th, the Chicago Tribune praised this exuberant musical as gorgeously produced, deeply inclusive, and richly sung, and gave it 4 out of 4 stars. And its Chicago Reader recommended, hail for its spirit of transcendence, hope, and revival. The Gospel at Colonis will lift you up. Don't miss it. Tickets and more information at coretheater.org.
Max Healthy Seasonings is a delicious blend of bold spices that are thoughtfully crafted with your wellness and health in mind. Spice up any meal using one of their 3 seasoning blends, including all-purpose, garlic and black pepper, and Belize Caribbean. Thanks to Max Healthy Seasoning, you don't have to sacrifice great taste in order to eat the foods you love the way you like them. Max Healthy Seasonings is Black-owned and operated. Purchase Max Healthy Seasonings at mseasonings.com or at Bezos Fresh Market, Living Fresh Market, Sunrise Health Foods, and Southtown Health Foods. Proprietor Vanessa Mack and her Max Healthy Seasonings is WVON's 2023 Level Up Contest winner. Congratulations, Vanessa.
Celebrate the 30th anniversary of the African Caribbean International Festival of Life, combined with the Jerk Seafood and Vegan Fest, Saturday through Tuesday, July 1st through the 4th in Washington Park, Chicago. Live in concert, Rich Homie Quan, R&B legend Heatwave, reggae megastar Capleton, Haitian Rooney Rude Boy, plus Lil June, Stone Love, King Addies, Bass Odyssey, and the Galaxy of Caribbean. Afrobeat, R&B, pop, blues, jazz, Latin, gospel, and other world music entertainers. It's a festival of music, food, arts, crafts, games, and more. For more info and tickets, visit internationalfestivaloflife.com or call 312-427-0266. It's a Martin International production, sponsored by NBC5 Chicago, Telemundo, Lincoln Insurance Agency, Chicago Community Trust, Gift of Hope, Brunsville Academy Charter School, Rogers Park Fruit Market, La Fruteria, Inc., and Old World Market.
Hi, it's me, Gia Peppers. For our third Juneteenth episode, we're uncovering the hidden history behind our newest national holiday with Professor Juneteenth himself, Sam Collins III. This episode of More Than That is sponsored by My Black is Beautiful, empowering Black women along our journey to achieve beauty on our terms.
To think back when I was more conscious of what the holiday meant, yeah, was probably the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were just having a good time with your friends. You don't really know the meaning of the holiday and until you get a little bit older and you, oh, this is why we celebrate.
Yes.
We have real heroes and real people from real places in our family, our grandparents, great-grandparents, our parents, our uncles, aunts.
Yes.
They have superpowers in their DNA, and we draw strength from that superpower of their very existence.
Personality, the Lori Price musical is a must-see, energetic, electric, with awesome choreography and backstory. The Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times say Personality is a top show to see this summer. And you can see it with me, Father's Day, this Sunday, June 18th, is WVON night. This is your musical master of the B-sides, Al Greer. Come for the pre-musical meet and greet at 6:30 p.m. and afterwards, stay for the post-performance talkback with the cast. See this inspiring untold story of rock and roll legend Lloyd Price, playing now at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago. Get tickets at personalitymusical.com.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and...
joy. Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III at Trinity United Church of Christ, located at 400 West 95th Street on the south side of Chicago. We invite you to worship here at Trinity United Church of Christ. We have three worship services, 7:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6 p.m. Or join us on WVON during our broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. We are back, y'all. Talk of Chicago. 1690-773-5916. We're streaming live. www.vun.com. We're at iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Facebook. We're on Blog Talk. If you miss us, I tell y'all, in this great city of Chicago, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. And we're talking about we got to mix up this Father's Day and the taxes. And I really want to get into talking to y'all about Juneteenth, to tell y'all the real story of Juneteenth. So anyway, and I'm going to, my phone is lit up, and I'm going to see how many I can get off before I go into break. So anyway, I just wanted y'all to know about them taxes. I wanted y'all to know about them talking about what they're going to training. And this stuff is being put on folks, and y'all accepting that. America have laws, and y'all being tricked. You're not learning the Constitution. You don't know nothing. You're not up to the school to see what they're teaching your children. And there's a reason why you come to the porch of entry. You come through the porch of entry so they can see, are you sick? Can you see? But these folks is coming from everywhere, and they say they got everything. And, you know, a lot of hacking been going on, too. Y'all just don't know about that. And these all kind of folks coming here, terrorists and everything else. Y'all just right here being crazy. And every penny that they can squeeze is going to these illegal immigrants, and y'all not saying nothing about that. And I do know people right now looking for a place to stay. That's why I salute David Moore and all of those aldermen who stood up, as he said, $51 million for what? And it's getting to be a game now. Folks, that's another thing they're making money off of. And I told you earlier what Geico, whatever this man said, that how much they're going to be. How they're going to be. And we are not, and then the report was out that that we, our group is having less babies than any other ethnic group of color besides the white. Other folks are having a lot of babies. Our folks not. And then they said that we was having the most abortions. Y'all should look at that report and see. And we're going to be extinct, and we are doing it. And the fact that we're not seeing about our children in the schools, if they're not educated and understand anything, our race is gone. And that's why a lot of these brothers, they can't read and write. Then they go and they get mad because they came through that system. They came through a system that did not, and I think it was just, I know that it was calculated and I was telling somebody yesterday, they called me and we were talking, and I was telling them that these parents, I said, no, I'm not going to take that. And they said, they're not like they was all back in the day when y'all was there. I said, that's not true. And he just really, he's a business person. He just really understood what happened at Mollison. And I'm going to take 5 minutes to tell y'all that. Then I'm going to come to the phone in a second. Parents do care. I'm one. My children could read and write and do everything when they went into Mollison because they had traveled extensively, and they could do all those things. And my son, Jimmy, one day, I saw him at the kitchen struggling and crying. And I said, what you going through all that for? You got A's. And that's when I found out that them A's was like first and second grade. They were not challenging his mind. That's when I went up to that school, his teacher name was Daly, and found out that they had this. And I was in the schools all the time. Now, keep in mind, that's why we had the Parent Teachers Association, the local advisory council, where we advised on different stuff. We were strong and volunteering, doing everything. And I went up there. And I found out about continuous progress. We're going to go back there now. You got to remember, Jimmy was born in 68. Evan in 69, on top of that group. Continuous progress, they had 3 and 4 groups in the school, in the classroom, where you didn't have grades, you had levels. And you push a child according to his level. It was just really messed up. And once I understood what they had, I went home. And I made a flyer breaking down what, and some of the parents, I see them, some of y'all out there, you can call me, who was those parents during that time, Ms. Lambert and all of them. But it broke down, if your child is on level A, on that means your child is at first grade. I broke the whole thing down after I studied the continuous progress. And those parents got mad as hell because they was thinking their kids had B's. And the B's was low. And we broke it down exactly what continuous progress was. Now, the specialty schools wasn't teaching that garbage, just like they're not teaching the garbage now. And we had a meeting, PTA meeting. I was president of PTA. And Carolyn Miles had won me. Everybody think I didn't recommend to boycott. Carolyn Miles said, "We ought to boycott." I said, "Well," and the rest of the, remember the parents said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." They was really fired up and they was mad. And the reason they was mad is because they really didn't understand that system until I broke it down in, you know, really simple. Now, I'm one of those parents that understood everything. If I didn't know my child was failing, and Johnny could read. They came in and read. Johnny had a mother and a father didn't come from a typical home, and so why couldn't they read? They had a book, Johnny Can't Read, and why they said kids can't read, because they had that mess back then, the fathers, this and that. But the kids had Jimmy and they had me. And they had a real tight community. So I said to them, "You sure you want to boycott?" They said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, that's not easy. And most parents don't. You have to train parents." And I taught them signs of nonviolence, and I taught them how to win. And I told them, if we're going to, I put on my movement hat, because I was trying to stay away, and I got thrown back in this mess. So I told them, if we were going to boycott, we had to set up freedom schools. And with the freedom schools, because the parents are going to bring their, we won't be successful. And we talked about that. And how it would be and all of the other stuff. We had the Alpha. The Alpha was across the street, Alpha Phi Alpha. James Hill, Senator Trotter, Jack Childs, and all of them. They had to fight the old hand. They had to fight Stroger. They had to fight Stroger. They had to fight Childs and all of them older Alphas who did not want them mollison kids up in their building. But kudos to Trot and all of them. And we had the older kids we had the older children in the Alpha House. The younger children were over there on Calumet. And Russ Vanor was our principal. And I said, we're going to wait till the Christmas holidays because it's easier to keep the children out than to pull the children out. And we all had assignments. And we took it. I'm going to make it real short and come back to it on another day because I am going to have to get into the Juneteenth. Got to get into you, too. Dog, so much. But I was telling them, and I'm saying this because of the taxes and all this sex stuff going on now, and I'm going to pick this up the first week of July to finish telling y'all the first Saturday on the 1st. So anyway, so we had to do the food, do all that stuff. A long story short, when we had the first boycott, Lou Palmer talking drums, was telling the parents, "Okay, he would talk to us, and GCI would talk to us. JPC would talk to our parents. Our parents would have tuned into. And we had 80% effective boycott. And out of that, we began to teach most of the schools organized. And that's when they made a decision to bring local school council in and to push parents out of the schools. And we got sued for $10 million. The Teacher Principal Association sued us. And it was really a mess. But Mollison parents, Mollison students, if you look, is all you can find it. Those students shot up. Their grades went so high. That's why Evan is good in computers today, because those older children got a chance to play with the computers over there, to learn on the computers at Alpha House. But their grades shot up, and Time Magazine did an article. Everybody just wrote on these children how great they shot up. And we went to court, and we fought to get continuous progress out of the schools to bring phonics and the basal reader back. And then they snuck in continuous progress, they cooked and messed with learning on us, which is another story. So I'm saying it's a paid thing for our children not to read. My board is lit up, and I really want to talk to some of y'all before I take a break, but I also need to get into the Juneteenth thing. So those are some of the things. I'm going to get back on the education stuff next week, because I'm going to have Ms. Jones, who's over the Education Association in Mississippi, I tell you what all they did. They don't have a union. They got an association, and they come together. So that way they don't have to be fighting to get something done. You know, it's really something. I got about 7 minutes. Want to talk about the Juneteenth, but let me take some of these calls now and knock them out the way. And maybe when I come back on my after the break, I'll just go right into Juneteenth. But there's a lot of stuff to talk about, y'all. And we just got to get serious. We scared. And nobody's fighting for us. Nobody. Just for us. To make us be part of the America that we fought for. 30 seconds to say this. And I'm going to deal with it when I come back. I was really upset with y'all, President. Barack had a nerve to be talking about the senator from North Carolina, and I want to talk about it when I come back, because I think he was out of order, because that was truly a descendant of an enslaved black in America who came up hard times, Jim Crow and all. He's an African-American who's not a descendant, who was privileged, and he got a nerve to be talking about Scott, who came up from the South, and our story is different. When he is not a descendant, he's an African American. His father's Ireland is from Irish. His mother's Irish, and his father's from Kenya. And he would never understand what that man went through to grow up and to do. And I'm going to deal with him later, because we got so much to deal with. But he was out of order talking about Tim Scott, because he would never understand. Now they pushing him back on the trail to make y'all start thinking about all this systemic racism and all the other stuff, so that y'all don't think about the stuff I'm talking about that we got to do. And if America's so bad, they elected him president twice, and now he's a billionaire. This black man, not Tim Scott, who came from Carolina and grew up, but this one that came from Hawaii, who had mother Ireland descent and father from Kenya. And also who have three houses. That's him, based on the fact that he was black. He made it off of what Tim Scott parents went through, when he said cotton gonna pick president, stuff like that. And I just think he's out of order, but they got him out now to talk about it. So we're gonna talk about it later. I'm gonna talk to some of y'all now, and then I'm gonna talk about Juneteenth in the next hour. Susan. Hello, Susan. Going once, going twice. Susan, put Susan back on hold. I think she went and got some coffee or something. Eddie.
Hey, Ms. Tillman, how you doing?
I'm fine, Eddie. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to say a couple things real quick. One, we not getting it. They're raising the property taxes to price us out of our homes. We're sitting on prime real estate, but they're devaluing because we're black. Once the white people and others move in, the property value is going to go up. They're going to get stopped the crime, and the schools will be on par with the
I agree with you on that now. I agree about the price, but right now, their reason, because that's the reason that the Board of Education is getting ready to raise these taxes, they said they needed money to help the special ed students. Who are the special ed? That's
BS. We're not stupid. That's BS. Secondly, we don't see a pattern. Every time we rally around to vote for these black politicians, Obama, Lightfoot, Johnson, there's always a crisis that stops them from helping us first.
Uh-huh.
It was the economy. Then it was the pandemic. Now it's the immigrants, the illegal aliens. And we fall for it, and we say, yeah, well, we got to wait. They got to take care of that. But they're going to get us as soon as they – and they never do it. It's all BS. They're running game on us, but we keep voting for them. We keep doing it over and over again.
Well, we got to do something. We got to – somebody.
Well, you run out of time. How much time do I have?
But I'm saying that they got the younger folks looking at some other stuff.
They don't know the history, but they are truly running. And these are black people that's in on this. That's what's killing me. These are black politicians that's in on it.
Well, they want to keep their lifestyle. Thank you, Eddie. No, it's really sad what's going on right now. I'm going to go to the board. I think it's the 20th. I got to find out. And I'm going to see can I do something about that. I'm going to speak on it. I think, Lady G.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
And I haven't talked to you, I don't know, in a long time. And if I haven't, I want to say Happy New Year and Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and to the women that are playing the role of fathers, because I was one of them. Mm-hmm. I have a 39-year-old Jasmine, and I have a 51 years old, born on the 4th of July.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you are phenomenal. You're the only person that can make me get up on the stage at the moment.
Thank you.
To hear what you're saying.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, I think everything you're doing and everything you're saying is the truth, and keep telling the truth and don't back down for nothing.
Okay.
We came up during that civil rights movement. I don't know what these people are talking about. It seems like...
Well, what happened is all the stuff that we fought for, other folks now using it, and they got our folks looking at baloney. Thank you, ladies.
And I mean, what makes them think we got to take care of some immigrants? Hey, wait a minute. We immigrants.
No, we were not immigrants. They are immigrants. We are
for free.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are descendants of enslaved blacks in America who helped build this country. And there's a whole who built this country, which is a whole number. You can play patches or something up under me. I got to take a break, haven't I? It's time for me to go. Okay. Yeah, I got so much to talk about, y'all. I'm going to have to take a break, but I'm going to come back and we're going to finish talking because I'm going to finish talking, y'all. Talk of Chicago, 1690. WVON 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us up. You go. And if you miss it, go to Blog Talk. Happy birthday, Jimmy Tillman the first, and Quinn Dixon, and happy Father's Day to you all. I'll get your coffee, get your tea, and we're celebrating fathers. When I come back, I'm going to talk back about this, and I'm going to talk about Juneteenth and anything else you want to talk about. I still mean what I said to Obama. I know y'all only got mad. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I'm Terry McCready.
And I'm Kevin Brown on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
The Marine vet seen on video using a deadly chokehold on a New York City subway is now indicted by a Manhattan grand jury.
Courage is not the absence of fear, but how you handle fear. And I was scared for myself, but I looked around. I saw women and children. He was yelling in their faces, saying these threats. I couldn't just sit still.
Daniel Penny speaking with Fox News. The indictment remains sealed, but reports indicate Penny was indicted on second-degree manslaughter charges in the death last month of a black homeless man. Penny claims Jordan Neely, who had mental health challenges, was threatening riders before he put him in a chokehold. Penny's lawyers say he saw a genuine threat and took action to protect the lives of others. Neely's lawyers say he didn't attack anyone, and Penny acted with indifference.
A lawsuit filed in Mississippi by two black men accuses six sheriff deputies responding to a report of drug activity at a Rankin County home in January of deactivating their body cameras before forcibly entering the house without a search warrant. Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker say they were handcuffed and tortured by white deputies who beat them and deployed tasers while hurling racial slurs. The two men were allegedly waterboarded, pelted with eggs, and threatened with an attempted sexual assault. The encounter ended when a deputy placed a gun inside Jenkins' mouth and opened fire.
All right, well, nine women in Nevada are suing Bill Cosby for allegedly sexually assaulting them. The lawsuit claims Cosby used his enormous power, fame, and prestige to isolate and rape each of them. The move comes just weeks after Nevada passed a law eliminating the statute of limitations for civil cases. Cosby is also facing a California lawsuit filed by a former Playboy model who says he drug and raped her back in 1969. Over the years, Cosby has been accused of a variety of sexual abuse by over 60 women. He's denied all allegations, but last year was found liable of having molested a teenage girl in 1975.
Mental health experts are reporting an astonishing spike in suicide rates among African-American men and boys.
The Suicide Prevention Resource Center says young African-American men are committing suicide at more than three times the rate of African-American women. Suicides among black children ages 10 to 19 has climbed 60% in the past two decades. Experts say in spite of the trend, many black Americans are not tapping into mental health services. And now Living Hope Productions is trying to address the issue by providing a place for black men to open up about mental health. The group is launching a free national tour called Just Heal, Bro. I'm Morgan Wood on the Black Information Network.
Black Music Month continuing here on the Black Information Network with Corinne Bailey Rae and Put Your Records On. Born in London in 1979, she released her debut album, Corinne Bailey Rae, in 2006. She made history as only the fourth female British act to have a first album debut at number one. In 2008, she won a Grammy Award for Album of the Year for her work as a featured artist in Herbie Hancock's River, The Joni Letters. Coming up,
and sometimes I still pinch myself to see if it really happens.
More of our conversation with Miss Opal Lee, the grandmother of Juneteenth. I'm Terry McCready, along with Kevin Brown, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Max Healthy Seasonings is a delicious blend of bold spices that are thoughtfully crafted with your wellness and health in mind. Spice up any meal using one of their three seasoning blends, including all-purpose, garlic and black pepper, and Belize Caribbean. Thanks to Max Healthy Seasoning, you don't have to sacrifice great taste in order to eat the foods you love the way you like them. Max Healthy Seasonings is black-owned and operated. Purchase Max Healthy Seasonings at mseasonings.com or at Bezos Fresh Market, Living Fresh Market, Sunrise Health Foods, and Southtown Health Foods. Proprietor Vanessa Mack and her Max Healthy Seasonings is WVON's 2023 Level Up Contest winner. Congratulations, Vanessa.
Get it. But what is it? It's an energy that enters the room before you do. A vibe, win or lose, has you looking like a winner. And you can get it anywhere. Because the Illinois Lottery is on your phone. Tap it, play it. Be Smart, Play Smart must be 18 years or older to play.
WVON is supported by Chicago Public Library Foundation. Chicago Public Library is hosting a citywide birthday party on Saturday, June 10th. Bring your family and celebrate with CPL at your local branch. Learn more at chipublib.org/150.
WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust Financial to the Tuesday 3:30 Focus. Tune in and see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank for personal and commercial customers. They have hundreds of neighborhood locations with one near you, no matter if it's an auto or a mortgage. Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com to find a neighborhood location near you. Tune in Tuesday for the Wintrust 3:30 Focus.
This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense, so bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
June is Pride Month, and 1690 WVON supports the LGBTQ community. You're out, you're proud. We are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON. June is Black Music Month, and the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, has got you covered all month long. It's the evolution of hip-hop. That's how you celebrate hip-hop at 50 and WVON at 60. From all of us to all of you, happy Father's Day from the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
From Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON, Berlin, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop, y'all. Dr. Key, I'm not going to do too much talking today because I want to get back. It's 7 o'clock. Wherever we are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, it is time now to take a deep breath. From the heart to the mind, it's really, and we're going to talk about Juneteenth today, y'all. We're going to take a real deep breath. Woo! Today Express. Come on, Justin. Black. Come on. For the Trinity, y'all. Black. One more time. Black. Is that black enough for you?
I'm black enough for you.
believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. High. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. That's Dr. King, and that's what he needs to hear, and that's what we need to be doing. We are celebrating the fathers today, y'all. Happy Father's Day to all of the VON fathers. Happy Father's Day to my brother, James Wright Jr., and to all of his boys. Happy birthday to my son Jimmy and Bimaji and my grandson Joe Gabe and all of the VON family and all of the men in my family. I want to say happy birthday to all of my sister's husband and their Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all of the men of liberty, and especially for my pastor, Pastor Andrew Hunt Jr. All right, happy Father's Day for all the fathers. And this is especially for Alfred. He loves this song. Childlike, hey, that's a Childlike black music number. Yeah, yeah. Marsha in the Shylights, y'all. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All that sweet. That's the kind of stuff we had in our community. All right, y'all. So we're going to celebrate Father's Day tomorrow. We should celebrate it just as good as we do, just as much as we do Mother's Day. Happy Father's Day, I tell you. Okay, we're back, y'all. We were talking in the phone. The board is just lit up, and it was just so much we just need to deal with. What I'm going to talk about before I go to the phone, I want to talk about, we're talking about Juneteenth that we're celebrating. And most folks think that Juneteenth have a lot to do with ending slavery, and that's a misnomer. I talked to some young folks about that, that it was not the end of slavery. But our people believe that. And black folks just now start celebrating it all over the country like it's some new day. When some of us have been celebrating it for a long time, Juneteenth with the people in Texas and Oklahoma, they've already celebrated Juneteenth. So we don't, I want to know where to clear this board up a little bit before I really get into the Juneteenth thing. It is to commemorate the end of slavery. Juneteenth comes from the day June 19th, 1865, when enslaved Africans in Galveston, Texas, found out that they was free a full 2.5 years after the emancipation. It was free 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. So that's when they began. It's so much to tell y'all about. When the order went out from Granger, General Granger, he went to Texas and he went out there and he told them about the proclamation. It was an important order by General Granger, the Slaves All Free Headquarters District of Texas. So he had to go to, and it takes so much, and I don't have but a few minutes. So I can't go through all of this stuff, but y'all need to look it up. It really came from an order that was given by the president that sent them out to make sure, from this order, General Granger, just remember that man's name, that he was one of the ones who went on his horses, y'all. Go out there and tell him, y'all are free. But Juneteenth was not about just us. On the 19th, that's when the people in Galveston found out that they had that the Emancipation Proclamation had been passed. And there's a lot more stuff that goes with that because you want to get into the 14th Amendment and the other amendments. But that's what Juneteenth is really about. It's have nothing to do with the freeing of slavery. And that's what they got these folks thinking. And a lot of folks just not got into it because that's what they think that Juneteenth is, and it's not. It's not that, you know. Okay. Talk of Chicago, 69 WV, and 773-591-69. Coffee, tea, and conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Our number is 773-591-69. We're screaming live, www.wviewing.com, on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go, and we're also on Blog Talk if you miss us. I'm going to go to the phone, but just before I got off, I mentioned something, and I didn't get a chance. I was saying Tim Scott is a senator, and I don't think the former Barack Obama have the right, even a pedigree right, to talk about Tim Scott because he did not come from the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, even though blacks gave him the courtesy of being president twice. And for him to talk about, because Tim Scott is a Republican, to talk about him, he didn't come up the way Tim Scott did. Tim Scott is truly an example of a descendant of enslaved and also Jim Crow. And I'll say it again, I don't care if y'all get angry, because children have to know the truth. The president was, father was from Kenya, his mother, his great-grandmother was from Ireland. And people said the hands that picked the cotton are going to pick a president, which we did. And when Senator Brooks was there as senator, he was a Republican. He did a lot for us, for the black community. And if you take a moment and read the book, history books, you'll find out that all of the things that we got really came from different black people who were Republican, whether it's whether you're talking about Frederick Douglass. Even Howard University was built, the Freeman Building, all the hospitals and the things that was done by those blacks who believed in this country, even though we had been enslaved, and they built a lot. Providence Hospital was built by that. When you look at all of those things, Thurgood Marshall, you look at, you know, Ben Carson, they like to talk about him, but he's a brain surgeon. His mother was a single mother, too, who raised him. He was a descendant of enslaved black. So I think he's out of order, but they're pulling him out there to start this race stuff and start so y'all don't realize what's going on with us that we can't begin as they put these people all over our country. Daniel Harry Williams. And they're putting them everywhere. George Washington Carver. Booker T. Washington. You know, that's how we got Tuskegee, the Institute. But to have somebody who just race-baiting, just hollering, to keep us all upset so that we don't know that our children can't read, we don't have contracts, and a lot of money is being spent, and we're not getting it. So let me go to the phone and take some calls. And I think about 10 minutes to 8, I'll tell y'all everything that's going on with Mustafa. Mustafa?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mustafa.
I just wanted to make the cut. I would ask you your thoughts on LGBTQ and Juneteenth with education in Chicago public schools in particular, how that is the breakdown of the black family and new birth control. Because if you have same-sex couples, where does the father fit in with that? I just want your thoughts.
That's some deep stuff. You know, I don't look in nobody's bed keyhole, but I do think that all this other perverted sex stuff need to come away from my children, and I think that black women need to have babies and stop walking dogs. And we got to come together like family. Now, if you remember when Black Lives Matter was started from some people at the University of Chicago, and one of their missions was to destabilize the traditional black family. And I don't know what's all this sick stuff going on. I don't get in people. That's their business, but they don't have a right to push all this stuff on our children in the schools. You saw it at the White House the other day. It's kind of, you know, because not only are we dealing with that, we deal with the satanic stuff, too, that they're putting all over the place.
I was explaining to some of my students about how you and others, black leadership, took control of an artist that had a defaming picture of Harold Washington, how y'all took leadership. It was black male leadership as well as yourself that spearheaded that. You remember that?
How do I not? They sued me. The artist tried to take my house. The artist sued me for millions of dollars, but I won. And then I remember they going to take Harold Washington, one of the greatest black mayors we had, and dressed him in women garments and had a pencil for his private part. And they hadn't done it. Anybody else did. We took it down, and I kind of slashed it all up. And the artist sued me. I forgot how many millions of dollars. And when I said, when my lawyer said, well, she don't have that much, he said, well, give me the house. And I said, well, let's fight. And they said he will stop if you just apologize. He wouldn't sue me. I said, well, I'll pitch a tent in Washington Park before I apologize. And it was a big
more
fight.
More black people.
But anyway, we got Mustafa, we got you and other people. We got to take control and do something because there's nobody really fighting. I'm talking about for the black. I'm not talking about this BLM, all that stuff where they got all this money and they went and bought houses. And most of these folks who are messing with our children's mind, they don't even come to the black community. They don't live in the black community.
You're right. You're right.
You know,
I haven't called you in a while, but we're listening. Oh. And I want to say Mama D is always on the right track as well.
Oh, yeah, she be on it. She been on it for
a long time. Thank you for taking my call, Dorothy.
Thank you
very
so
much.
You're welcome. I tell you, this is some deep stuff going on. Black folks, we got to take control. And we're not just losing our children. They're not down there just fighting. They think that nobody care. They're getting abused in the schools. They're getting abused everywhere else. They can't read. They can't function illiterate, so anybody can lead them. That's why Marvin Collins owned her school up, and she did a great job. And we just have to, I don't know, y'all, we got to get some freedom school out to do something, because I don't think the school is not for our children. And most of these folks who teach their children don't go to school. They leaders, their children go to elitist school. They do not have many schools that our children go into. Frank?
Hey, Ms. Tillman, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks, but just because I don't call in, I'm not listening. I listen to you every morning, every Saturday morning.
I know you do. I
want you to know that. Yes, ma'am. I listen. Ms. Tillman, I got to admit, you got to give credit where credit is due. You know, Google, I have no problem calling and saying, well, I just need you. But I agree with everything you said this morning. Everything. Although it was negative, but you're waking us up, and I appreciate it.
Wait, Frank. Truth is not negative. See, that's what they make
that's
us say.
Yes.
It's not negative. That's the problem. They don't want our people to
referring,
speak.
I was referring to the miseducation of our kids, the black man in the background, the economic, everything you mentioned. But see, here's my thing, Ms. Tillman. Okay, now you know my baby boomer and my experience. Ms. Tillman, at least 50% of the responsibility falls on ourselves, like what you were saying earlier. And some of it will be more than 50%. So we need to recognize what we are doing wrong to contribute to this. Like I said, like I'm just going to tell you one. Like, take like economically. We are the only community of people that relies heavily on another community to be the major employer of ourselves. The Chinese don't do that. The Hispanics don't do that. So our economic status is basically, you know what I'm saying, because we are not picking up the ball and becoming the major employer of ourselves.
Thank
and
you.
Lastly, let me just say, Ms. Tillman, lastly, only thing I would disagree is I don't think that President Obama and
of course you wouldn't think
I would say two type of black people. I stand with President Obama.
Of course you would. I know you would. But I disagree.
Any black person with this Republican Party is if they don't see the evil that exists in this. Ms. Tillman, I said they black coded. They're not truly black coded.
Thank you.
I stand with President Obama. But
of course, y'all, because he's black. And I'm saying to the, if I see him, I will tell him that he shouldn't be dealing with Tim Scott like that because the black community have afforded him. See, we need him out here trying to make sure our children, he should be talking about the education of our children and talking about contracts and things like that, stuff to lift us up. That's what I'm talking. It doesn't make any sense. Pastor Weatherspoon.
I can follow that to all the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
The grandfathers, the grandfathers, the fathers, the godfathers. I thank God for he raised up the father, one more God. God raised up the father as I speak. He take on Saint Elijah,
mm-hmm.
turn the heart of the children back to the father. This stuff gonna have to done in prayer, and pushing, encouraging these fathers, or some of them depressed, some of them on alcohol. From the unemployment rate, we got to encourage our people. We got to love one another. Love is strong.
Well, you got to go back to God. God is love. You can't do God is love.
God.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
Thank you, our mother.
God.
Son.
Love
Thank
you.
You. Thank you. What? How many? Can I, patches? 2 minutes. Okay. I'm going to take this. Okay. Let me. Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dorothy, I heard them talk about saying that black women are, you know, in victims of crime a lot. But, you know, Elijah Muhammad told African-American women, and he trained them with women helping that had raised big families and successfully so. They're
but
making
you,
decisions.
Anita, he never called, he said the black man, he never said African-American, he said the black. Just know,
I don't know who was on the radio talking Buchanan or someone.
I'm saying the Honorable Elijah Muhammad never said African American. I'm Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the black man. Go on.
Okay, whatever he did try to follow God. Abraham told men to God told Abraham to protect your son, sacrifice your obedience. Okay, and this is for all men, including white men. You can't make money off of other men. And you got a wife at home, okay, or whatever, another man. Well, all that stuff has got to go. I can't pay for that, and my children are not going to contribute taxes
okay.
to that because their dad worked as a regular whatever they call it, men that have women and don't be with other men, okay?
I got to go now. I got to go now.
We're not paying for that.
The God's going to have a reckoning. That's to come on down. Okay, Talk of Chicago 69. I don't know which one of these clocks. I'm looking at this one right here. Talk of Chicago 69 in view and 773-591-16. This one right here because I had three different times on me. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and you can get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea, y'all. I got a lot of commercials this morning. And come on back and talk to me.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Celebrate Juneteenth all day on Monday and on Vaughn TV. Watch the Vaughn TV premiere of Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom. Witness a man's journey to discover the truth that lies behind slavery and religion. This documentary travels throughout Texas and explores how the Juneteenth holiday is a reflection of faith and a fight for freedom in an unjust society. Juneteenth, Faith and Freedom premieres Monday on Vaughn TV. Watch on Roku, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, and at Vaughn.tv. Vaughn TV, delivering culturally relevant content on purpose.
This year, hip-hop turns 50. That's why in June, WVON is celebrating its style, its swag, and its renaissance. During Black Music Month, we're taking you on a trip down memory lane as we explore every decade of this transformative art form. Join us for short features, roundtable discussions, poll questions, and so much more. It's the evolution of hip-hop all month long in June. That's how you celebrate hip-hop at 50 and WVON at 60.
Winner of the Regional Theater Tony Award and located in Hyde Park, Core Theater presents The Gospel at Colonis. Now extended through June 18th, the Chicago Tribune praised this exuberant musical as gorgeously produced, deeply inclusive, and richly sung, and gave it 4 out of 4 stars. And its Chicago Reader recommended, hail for its spirit of transcendence, hope, and revival. The Gospel at Colonis will lift you up. Don't miss it. Tickets and more information at coretheater.org.
It's me, Gia Peppers. For our third Juneteenth episode, we're uncovering the hidden history behind our newest national holiday with Professor Juneteenth himself, Sam Collins III. This episode of More Than That is sponsored by Procter & Gamble's Widen the Screen program. Only when we widen the screen to widen our view can we broaden the spectrum of the images we see, the voices we hear, the stories we tell, and the people we understand fully.
To think back when I was more conscious of what the holiday meant was probably the early 80s. Before that, we were just having a good time with your friends. You don't really know the meaning of the holiday until you get a little bit older and this is why we celebrate. We have real heroes in our family, our grandparents, great-grandparents, our parents, our uncles, aunts. They have superpowers in their DNA, and we draw strength from their very existence.
Healthcare professionals must fulfill their duty to protect patient health and to support the development of future clinicians regardless of background. But research demonstrates persistent healthcare disparities that limit the ability of vulnerable populations to thrive. I'm Dana Devine, host of the Equal Health, Equal Hope show. This Saturday, we'll discuss that and studies that show that learners from underrepresented communities have limited access to health professions, education, and are exposed to stressors and structures that impede their career development. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
GMC continues its commitment to professional-grade engineering in the GMC Truck Series, like offering the world's first available 6-function multi-pro tailgate on Sierra. Try the GMC Canyon with powerful and innovative features engineered and built for all your adventures to come. Or get behind the wheel of the GMC Sierra Heavy Duty with an available Allison 10-speed transmission. The list goes on, but it's more than just innovative engineering. It's knowing GMC is committed to professional-grade excellence on every level. We are professional-grade GMC. Well-qualified buyers step up to GMC with 0.9% APR and no monthly payments for 90 days on Sierra Light Duty models. See your local GMC dealer today. Length of contract limited. Deferred monthly payments for 90 days. Excludes residents of Pennsylvania. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 7/31/23.
There is nothing as important as your health and the health of your family. UChicago Medicine knows that. So every Saturday through their Community Health Focus Hour broadcast from 1 until 2 p.m. on WVON, they cover all health topics relative to you living a better life. Their doctors, experts, hosts, and community leaders share facts and advice on how you can live healthier. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m., sponsored by UChicago Medicine at the forefront.
here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I was born and raised down in Alabama, on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life was kicking back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders and in tears he said, he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my dad said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you.
That's that Southern song. I'm playing that for all the Southerners. Tim Scott and all of them. Some people might not understand that.
You know, Mama knew what I was going through.
Yeah.
Every day I had to work the field.
Yeah.
That's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family.
That's what I was talking about before I left.
And everybody else depended.
You have to understand them.
Every night I heard my mama pray.
Yeah. Clarence Carter singing. Some of y'all know about that. Patches, as far as I'm depending on you to be a man, that's how we grew up. Yeah. That's Jim Crow. That's the descendants of enslaved blacks in America. That's the folks growing up through. Yeah. Somebody like Jim Scott made it. What a good mama. Patches. We back, y'all. I had to play that for y'all. That gave me the Tim Scott feel. Patches. You have to understand that. You know, sometimes we just start running off at the mouth without knowing it. And they done told him, you better come on out. We need somebody to speak. You got to rile them up now. You got to get them all up. You coming out with that mess. And we so worse, we losing our homes, our kids can't read. I would hope that our former president would come out now. He and his wife, all of them, all the blacks we made, and really begin to focus and help us focus on this education and this economics, and don't let up, and to speak for us, because we're the ones who pushed them to where they want to go, our people did. You know, and we need a voice to speak for the education and for the economics, and for the little black man and the little black child. That's what I'm talking about. We're back, y'all, once again. Happy, happy Father's Day tomorrow to my brothers and all of his sons, to my sister's husbands, to my son and their children, to my grandson, to all the men of liberty. We're back, y'all. And let me go to the phone right now. I'm going to try to get through this because I do want to get Jimelita on to tell her. Jimelita, he's going to call you. You can call me and get ready to tell her, and she can tell you what we got for Juneteenth at the Harold Washington Culture Center with Braille. Braille was scheduled to come on, but he done lost his voice. Ron.
Hey, Miss Tillman.
Hey, Ron. You know,
I'll wait till next week to make another comment, but when you just played that song, Patches, and you don't have to be from the South to really understand it, this, I have to do this in honor of my father.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2004, I was over, me and my family would stop and visit my family.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that fall. He was a gardener. I thought that the guy said his shovel. He
yeah,
loved his garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Fool, because he's from the South.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that fall, he said, I'm not going to have a garden next year. But, Ms. Tillman, I was there one day, and I left out. My mother said, Dad said, come back in the house. I went back in the house, and he gripped my hand with his strong hand, and he said, son, you all right with me? And he passed.
Oh, my goodness.
Night. I just had, I tell that story, and everybody in my family knows it, so I had to honor it, because for me,
yeah, yeah,
for me, mm-hmm, it was not too much else that I could accomplish, but when he shook my hand, Ms. Tim, and he's all the things that he had taught me,
yeah, yeah,
as a child,
yeah,
and he looked at me with my family, and he felt that job well done. And he says, son, you're all right with me. So thank you for letting me say those words. God bless all the men and all the fathers in your family and those of the WVON family. A lot of them are doing a wonderful job. So
yes, they are.
Happy Father's Day and God bless.
Even to the ones who are in the shadow. Thank you,
absolutely,
Ron. Okay, thank you, Ron. We got them in the shadow, y'all. I tell you. Okay. Miss you. James.
Oh, you got me?
Yeah. Hey, James.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you for taking my call, young sister.
I ain't heard from you in a little while. It's good to hear from you.
Oh, girl, hurts your mouth. Now, last week, I said Dr. King made a press conference where he said he had led his people.
Oh, yes, I did.
Out,
and I told you I'm going to deal with that.
Yes, ma'am.
You showed it, James.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he said he had led his people into a burning house or a burning building. I would encourage my people to go look at that video with Dr. King saying that. Look at his body motion. Look at his face.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him shaking his head from side to side saying, boy, he's saying to himself, boy, I done effed up.
No, he didn't. I know what he meant when he said that. But, James,
yes, ma'am.
I'm going to deal with it.
Yes.
But Father's Day came up on me. This is what I can deal with David and Juneteenth. But you went to NBC and looked at this, you looked at NBC, right?
Oh, I don't know if that was NBC.
No, it's on YouTube. It's NBC in color. But I had to take this. We're going to talk about it later. I understood exactly what he meant, but we're going to talk about it just Father's Day and Juneteenth.
Well, when you talk about it, I want to call you and I want to give my response to what you say.
Well, let's do it the first Saturday in July. You call me. Bye-bye. Because I got the education person on next week. It's on. You know, you can get this video on NBC. It was the first color video Dr. King did, and he did talk about it, which was different from what Belafonte had been telling people he said, but I understood what he meant. About the burning building. So, but you know, people can take it the way they want to take it. Mama D.
Well, hallelujah! Greetings to you and
you too,
and happy Father's and Uncle Daddy's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a question.
All the men in the shadow, Mama D. And all the men in the shadow.
Mm-hmm. Those uncles that stepped up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. You know, you mentioned the browning of America, but the senior citizens' population will double by 2030. So it's no accident that most of these little sanctuary seekers invading our community are young men.
Mm-hmm.
500 at the YMCA,
mm-hmm.
and Lopez is housing 300 at the Gage Park Fieldhouse.
That sounds like an army, an invasion, don't it? Go on.
That's exactly what it is. And they will become citizens when they marry some of the unwed mothers, and the 4,000 units of senior citizens CHA housing will become their homes as the sons of former slaves and former slave owners continue to be removed.
That's now, something to think about, Mama D. I hadn't thought about that. That's something to think about.
Absolutely. So my question is this. When it comes to Juneteenth, why isn't Lincoln's letter of September 22, 1862, giving Confederates 100 days to get back in the Union or he would free their slaves? Or the Dred Scott decision of 1857 that said blacks had no rights whether they were emancipated or not. Why isn't that part of the conversation?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Just timing. I had so many commercials this morning. I was trying to get in, and my board is lit up. Because even when you talk about we talk about Juneteenth, we don't talk. I'm going to have to bring Dr. Anderson, the Freeman Bill with those Indians and stuff. Indians who kept black folks in slaves and the whole thing had to do with the government. You got to let them go, and that means the Dow Roll and the Freeman lawsuit that Dr. Anderson had. It's a lot of stuff on these.
Absolutely, all of that. And when that 13th Amendment was ratified on December 18, 1865, it said America and its territory, and that was part of the Indian territory because they had slaves.
Yeah, they had them. And Dr. Anderson have talked to him. You know he had the lawsuit.
Not true.
Yeah.
He's letting America off the hook by talking about some Juneteenth, we should be talking about that 13th Constitutional Amendment that sons of former slaves and former slave owners continue to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to sit at that table of brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. The abolition of slavery passed by Congress January 31st, 1865. It was ratified December 6th, 1865. The 13th Amendment changed a portion of Article 4, Section 2.
It passed on December 6th, but it wasn't ratified until December 18th, 1865. That is the correct date.
It was ratified December 6th.
No. It
okay, I'm looking at it.
Look at Congress. Look at the Congress. I know about
okay,
that.
Okay, baby. Look, we're not going to. We love
look
each other.
At Congress.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at what it's...
December 18, 1865.
Okay.
Look at what the congressional record says.
Okay.
Because we got too much misinformation out here.
Well...
December 18, 1865. That's when it was ratified. It was passed, but until you certified and ratified those papers, it wasn't official.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this. I absolutely agree with all this other stuff with the Freeman Bill, and I am looking at the Constitution. It's a 13th Amendment abolished slavery by Congress, 31st of January, ratified December 6, 1865. I'm looking at the articles and stuff now. But it's all right. It don't matter whether it's 10 days before, 10 days after the fact that it did happen, and they got these folks, Mama D, talking this mess. You see, they're bringing it back up, so we won't be thinking about what we need to do to think about what you said about those men and stuff. That's why they brought Obama back out the other day, talking about Tim Scott, the son of he's from an enslaved black in America, and he's going to come out talking about this black man? I got upset about that, Mama D.
Oh, well, absolutely, because he is not, he's an immigrant, and that is why he said black, he was not the first black president, that he was the first Kenyan-American president called black, has no standing in law, and that's why he took the word Negro, that we've had since 1619 given by the Spaniards. He took that word away and have us locked into a continent instead of the country that our ancestors built.
Well, you know the thing of it is
we got to get our own separate category and start defining ourselves as descendants of slavery crimes against humanity.
Well, we're going to have to maybe, you know,
survival.
July 4th coming up, so maybe that first we're going to have to just get into the whole thing about this stuff because a lot of folks are using our people. They got them all emotional. And when they stuck him out the other day and he talked about Tim Scott, that upset me because
right, it all,
and every,
all of us,
and every black should have got upset.
He hasn't disclosed his slavery holdings at that Obama Center. That's what he ought to concentrate on.
I gotta go. I wasn't bashing him as much. Somebody tell me you got I want to know, leave Tim Scott alone. That's what I want to say. Thank you, Mama D. We can't do that based off of somebody's party. We got to look at our people. Now, I'm going to have to get Jim Lee to end it. I'm going to get y'all back. I'm going to come back because she need to tell you what we're doing for Juneteenth. I'm going to give her a minute. Jim Lee, Braille had, his voice was gone.
Yeah, he's been on tour. So good morning, everybody.
Well, first of all, tell them who Braille is, too, when you talk, too, because they might not know.
Real Barrett is the artistic director at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. He's the founder and CEO of Mad Rhythms, and they are an international educational training and professional dance company that specializes in tap. And each year since building opened for the past 19 years,
yeah,
we've been celebrating Juneteenth. So it's funny because Brill is like our consummate. He's our Juneteenth and he's our Kwanzaa. If there's going to be two events that's going to happen at the building and that Brill's going to make sure happens, it's Juneteenth / Father's Day and Kwanzaa. So it's always a continuation. It's going to be happening this Sunday from 1 to 3. There's going to be live performances. There's going to be a discussion and an educational component talking to the young people about the importance of Juneteenth and why it's important for us to never forget who we are as descended enslaved Africans in America. There's going to be live music, complimentary food, workshop, raffles, children's arts activities, and more. You can be able to sign up for our summer programs for the Dorothy Genius Theme Leadership Institute, as well as our fall programs for Move Me Soul, Mad Rhythms, and all of our amazing arts partners and Sammy Dyer. So you can sign up for programs for the fall and then our STEAM Cap for the summer. The admission to our event is totally free. It's going to be fun for the entire family. Just please come on out.
Come on out Sunday. After we leave church, we'll come down there because you're going to church. Anyway, y'all come on down. Y'all come on. It's Sunday from what? Give us time again.
From 1 to 3. As soon as you leave church, swing by us.
It's a lot of stuff going to be going on to celebrate if y'all want to come. For more information, call 773-373-1900.
And you can bring your double dutch rope, your hula hoop, your harmonica. It's going to be an amazing time. We will have a small open mic session where that's intergenerational. So if you got a talent or a skill, we'll get you on up there.
Come on down.
Come on down, Jim.
Hey, Patches. I'll see you later.
Happy Father's Day to my father, Jimmy Tillman, my brother, Bimji Tillman, and Tariq.
And your oldest brother.
Jimbo, everybody, Uncle James, Little James.
I'm going to try to empty my board, Jim Alita. I got 7
everybody,
minutes.
We love you.
I love you, too.
All right,
happy Father's Day to Happy Father's Day to Afri, too. He's really a great, great supporter of the center. I don't know what we'll do without him. Now, look, y'all, I got like 6 minutes or maybe less. So I'm going to try to go straight through. I know some of y'all have been waiting a long time, and I'm going to get you. Oh, help me plump. 30 seconds plump.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Happy Father's Day to you, Clump. Happy Father's Day to you, my brother.
Yes, happy Black Father's Day to you. And we're going to have a car caravan peace parade, the Harold Washington Foundation Peace Car Caravan Parade, this Sunday, which is going to also be tomorrow. We are going to be at Washington Park Field House, 5531 South, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. The parade kickoff time is 1 o'clock, and we'll be in the rear. For more information, call Minister Plump at 312-833-0475. God
thank
you,
Plump. God bless you, too. Okay, now. All right, y'all. I'm so sorry. My board lit up. Please, I'm going to try to empty. No more calls, y'all, because the board is lit up, and I'm going to try to get through what I got. And a lot of y'all been waiting a long time. So those who just called or two calls, just call. You got to wait till I get the folks who've been waiting. Okay. Princess. Hello, Princess.
Yes. Good morning. How you doing? Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Thank you, Princess.
I had the pleasure of speaking with your son, Jimmy Lee. He was on the show this week.
Somebody told me that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I spoke with him. I gave him some very valuable information.
So you got a chance. He's my oldest son. That's my oldest son, my Republican oldest son. He's the oldest.
Yeah, I gave him some very valuable information because I told him I had studied with a professor here in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Professor Dixon some years back.
I knew Professor Dixon. I knew Professor Dixon was great. He's out of the Saab. He was really a great man.
Oh, yes, he was. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
But that man really educated me on the truth about a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, he was great. We had
I want to say in regards to Juneteenth, you know, it was for slaves that bought and purchased the Emancipation Park in Houston, Texas for $1,000.
No, no, that's not correct. That's not totally correct, Princess. We'll talk about it later. It was what I said. It was those people didn't know that enslavement, that Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. So they sent the general out
to tell them. Talking about the Emancipation Park that's in Houston today.
Okay.
I was headed that way, but the tornadoes hit. So keep the people in Texas up in prayer because a lot of them
They do. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there wouldn't be a Texas if it was not for Tennessee. Tennessee is what made Texas get its liberation.
Well, thank you for that information, and I know it's coming straight from Dr. Dixon. Call me next week because I got...
Oh, no. This comes from me. I've been studying Black history since I was 17 years old.
What's coming straight from the princess. Thank you, princess. I'm going to try to empty the phone. Yeah, y'all got to help me. Cliff? Going once, going twice. Cliff. Once, twice. Okay, get ready for my song that I'm going to go out on. I'm going to try to play it all. Papa, okay. Call him Father. Kirkland.
Hey, Juneteenth should have been nothing more than a regional celebration in Texas.
I'm telling you. Wait, Kirkland.
The Union Army, the war was going on. The Union Army finally reached the southernmost point of Texas, which was Galveston. That did not end the Civil War. The Civil War wasn't declared over until 1866. They freed the slaves, and they were referred to at that time as contrabands of war. They didn't have status because they were not citizens. They were Africans.
Yeah, they were still Africans, yes.
And they didn't get citizenship until the 14th Amendment. But the other thing is, Texas wasn't even in the United States at that time.
No.
It was a Confederate state of America, and Texas was not readmitted back into the Union until March 30th of 1870.
Okay. The 14th Amendment, citizenship, right, equal protection, appointment, civil... Stop my song because I got to go.
Right, that's because once they were freed, they had no status as anything. They weren't citizens. They were.
And they had them back there trying to do cotton. And that's another with Jim Crow. I wish I had more time. You should have called me earlier, Kirk. Thank you so much. These folks will understand. They just learned they're using them, Kirkland. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. He's absolutely right. Let me tell y'all something. Color him Father. This is to my big daddy. That's to all you stepfathers and your uncles and the men in the shadow. Look, women, and look, you also have your heavenly Father. But there's a man in your house. Listen.
Woo! Big and strong.
Yeah, just call him Father.
He goes to work each day and he stays all day long.
Yeah.
He comes home each night looking tired and beat.
Come on, y'all.
He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite.
Just call him Father. Don't let folks tell you have no father. There's a black man around going to help you eat. Yeah.
When he says to me, how's my child?
Yeah.
I said that I've been studying hard all day.
Yeah.
Trying very hard to understand the golden.
That's part of my history, y'all. What you going to do?
Color him Father. I'll color him love.
Just color him love.
That
Daddy Jr., that's our big daddy. That's what we put on his grave. Big daddy was Father. Woo! My brother knew about big daddy. Our grandfather, big daddy. We colored him Father. We colored him love. That's what we put on this song. Come on, y'all. How long is the song? I want to play as much as I can.
My mother loves him, and I can tell.
Yeah, come on, y'all. Think about who you gonna call a father. Yeah. You brothers in the church, you can be colored fathers. You uncles, you can be colored fathers. The men in the community can be colored fathers. Come on, y'all. The pastors, you can be colored fathers. Or you can just be colored father because you're a neighbor. Let's call them father. Come on, y'all. We need to take these brothers and sisters and call them father. Hey!
Woo! Old man, he got killed in the war.
Yeah!
She knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says
That's Black History, y'all.
And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in.
Yeah.
And now we belong to
I
the
know
man
about that.
Jang
Jr.
Color mm-hmm.
Let's call him love, y'all. Woo! Come on, y'all. Let's get up some of these men. Call him father. Come on, you men. Go out there and be colored father. Hey, I salute all the brothers in the chat. Woo! Come on. We got to help them come out. You're giving all these folks all this money. We got our brothers in the shadow. I know y'all like that. Call him father. Call him love. Y'all can do that, uncles and cousins and all the other folks, y'all. We won. We can do it. We got the template and nothing to it but to do it. Let's focus on black folks, black children, black men, black family, black women, and our God, our Jesus, and our Christ, and whoever our God. Come on, y'all. Go to church. Go to church tomorrow. Until next week, reparations now. Liberty Baptist Church, YouTube, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12. Again, happy Father's Day, Pastor Hunt. Happy Father's Day to all of me in Liberty. Hey, Quinn, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the children's father, Jimmy Lee Tillman, too. See y'all next week. Color something. Come on, y'all. Y'all get somebody and call him father. I'm all color. I'm a daily father today. He takes care of a lot of children.
And brutality in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent you,
people. Gianna and Tiana's parents are doubly proud. That's because the 17-year-old twins both got accepted to Harvard.